Welcome to the world of productive laziness with myself, Peter Taylor, the Lazy Project Manager.
The Lazy Project Manager is sponsored by Tailwind Project Solutions. If you're looking for more reliable project delivery, better credibility with your clients, more efficient and effective practices, and a sound development path for your team, then get in touch. We make a difference to the way your business runs projects. From setting up project academies, coaching, mentoring, workshops, health checks, and much more. See our website, tailwindps.com, or email alex.marson@tailwindps.com to find out how we can support your business.
Well, welcome to another podcast. Wow, it's May already. The year is moving very quickly. And I'm going to be honest at this point. I kind of get a little kick, a little thrill when stuff pops up that mentions me on the World Wide Web of Wonder. You know, I can't deny it. It's kind of nice when you see the reach that the Lazy Project Manager and the other stuff I've written about and talked about appears in various places, whether it be on Twitter or LinkedIn or wherever, anywhere, really. And it's interesting, this week, three things came up, and I thought I'd talk about that. And talking about it from the point of view of, well, this is an interesting source of more information, not necessarily about myself. It's just that the Lazy Project Manager happens to appear in these, but there are a whole load of other people out there, and we talk about some of those. So the first thing that came up was something that popped up on Twitter, and it is to do with the Lazy Project Manager book. It's been around for a long time, I know, but people still seem to talk about it. And here's another thing that kind of gets me excited in a kind of funny way is, you know, if you use Amazon and you've bought books in the past, you know, they pop up and they suggest books to you. Well, it's not that uncommon that it pops up and suggests that I might want to read one of my own books. And that does make me smile first thing in the morning. But the first thing is about books, and someone started, it was HubSpot's, I think it was, you know, what's on your reading list this weekend? And there's a whole series of really interesting books that people have put forward. I'm just looking at the initial image, and it's got Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. I've read that. There is Fierce Conversations by Susan Scott. That's pretty good as well. And others, Leadership Challenge, Radical Candor, Inbound Marketing. And then people obviously after that have kind of talked about various books that they are interested in or they want to read or they want to recommend, etc. And of course, one person very kindly mentioned that the Lazy Project Manager was on their reading list for this weekend. So hopefully that was a good weekend. I'm not sure. There's nothing else to say about it, but that's the hope I always have, that when someone reads one of my books, they get something out of it. And on, you know, on with regards to books, you know, I'm always interested in reviews. I mean, some of them, you know, people love them, they hate them. That's typical what you get reviews. If they just generally like them, people don't tend to do reviews. It tends to be the extremes that make the comments. But hey, they're all interesting and they're all definitely worthwhile. And I always appreciate the time people take to actually make comments through feedback, reviews, etc. So that was the first thing. Then came along something that appeared, which was, it's from a company called Online PM Courses, and it's called the Most Comprehensive List of, Project Management Podcasts You'll Find. So that's the Most Comprehensive 22 Project Management Podcasts You'll Find. And it talks about, it says, too many project management podcasts. The problem is, with a long list, of course, is choice. And we know people find it hard to choose when confronted with too many options. And it's not my job in this article to make your life easy, says the author of this one. What I do is show you what you can access. And that's absolutely right. I think it's really interesting that you can look at these things and go, that's for me, that isn't for me. So, you know, if we look at some of these kind of podcasts, I mean, I'm not going to go through all 22. That would be a really boring podcast for you. But you just go and search for it. The Most Comprehensive List of Project Management Podcasts, and you'll find it. But, I mean, there's stuff from some of the project management organizations. But, for example, there's Drunken PM Radio. This is David Pryor. There's another one called Fix My Project Chaos with Elise Stephen. There's Guerrilla Project Management, Samad Adain. leading Agile, Derek Hather and Dave Pryor, Andy Crow, Bill Yates, Nick Walker, manage this. You know, there's stuff out there. There's people and projects. Andy Kaufman, I've been on that one. PM for the Masses with Cesar Abid. I've been on that one. The PMO podcast with Mark Perry. I've been on that one. The PM podcast with Cornelius Fichtner. I've been on that one as well. And so it goes on. Oh, Project Management Careers Advice podcast with Aris People, Lindsay Scott. Been on that one as well. Cora Systems, Johnny Byrne, Project Management Paradise podcast. I've been on that one. I know what you're saying. You know, is this just a cycle where you get to peer on each other's podcasts? To a degree, it's true. But also, you know, I think it's the fact that this is a community that interacts and engages with each other. The Sensible Project Manager podcast, Mark Filippi, been on that one as well. So I'm not going to keep going. There are 22 of them. And for the most part, I have listened to them. It's really hard to keep listening to a lot of podcasts. I know that you do have to be selective. I know our time is limited. But, you know, there's a good start for you. Why not check that one out and see if there's something you can gain value from? Obviously, and this is between you and me, don't leave the Lazy Project Manager podcast for the other ones. Just add one or two of those to your listening. Of course, you've got to stay with me. And then the third and final one. It came up from Capterra Project Management blog, and it is the 58 most insanely useful project management blogs and resources. 58, that's an even bigger number than 22, so definitely not going to go through all those. But the author says, you know, the best project management blogs, I don't use the term best lightly, but the qualifications to get on this list were stringent. I'm confident the sites reviewed in this post represent the most useful project management blogs available. And the qualifications they use, and I think this is important, is the blog must be regularly updated, the blog must be user-friendly, it must be an established authority, the parent site must be specific to project management, and the blog must provide useful content. And I am delighted to be on that list with the Lazy Project Manager. And the blog, my blogs are posted, as most of you will know, in three places. I know that's not the best thing in the world as far as the kind of Google search algorithms or whatever, but hey, tough. So I do post most of it on LinkedIn. I do post most of it on my own WordPress site, Lazy Project Manager. And I post most of it also on projectmanagement.com as well. So that's three places you can go and find it. Of course, you can go to www.thelazyprojectmanager.com and you will find it by looking up the blog on the menu. So I'm on there. There's 58. There's a lot of blogs on there. I'm just scanning down right now because it's just so many to talk about, really. But I'm going to pick some interest. So this is one, Stepping into PM. This is an interesting one. Soma Bhattacharya, who was on one of my earlier podcasts as well. That's an interesting one, Stepping into Project Management. Confession of a Scrum Master, interesting. I haven't looked at that one, I must admit. So it's Natalie Warnert. I hope I pronounced that right, Natalie. Tell me off if I haven't. That looks interesting, Confession of a Scrum Master. Might check that one out myself. Gina Abudi, yeah, no, Gina. She's got a site as well. Brad Eglund, yes. Ron Rosenhead, well, I know Ron, of course. Ron was a co-author with me for my book, Strategies for Project Sponsorship. Susan Madsen, Developing Project Leaders. It's just a great, great list. I'm delighted to be part of this community. PM Student, I remember that one. PM Perspective blog, Parallel Project Training blog. I've been on that one as well, and I've worked with those guys. So again, 58. I mean, obviously, you know, the authors of this, Capterra, they also have their own project management blog, which is really what I'm actually looking at. Reich, there's another one. You know, Reich sponsored my book, The Project Manager Who Smiled, and also were the sponsors of this podcast in earlier times. So there's a lot out there. I think the key thing is, this is, you know, if you're a project manager or you're interested in project management, this is an astonishingly productive time. Is that the right thing? It's a time when you can be really connected and you can gain so much insight. You know, we're all kind of specialists and experts in what we do, but we all have different views and different thoughts. So you can really gather that kind of knowledge and put it together and filter the stuff that you really feel strongly about and learn from. So my thoughts are just to encourage you to do that, because I think it's a great time, as I've said before, I think it's a great time to be a project manager, because there is so much out there. Never before have there been so many books, so many podcasts, so many blogs, so many people you can connect to through LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook and all the rest of them. Just so much is out there, and I think the more that we do connect, do communicate with each other, then the better it is. So I look forward to continuing with writing books. So that was the first one we talked about, was the, you know, what's on your reading list, and I mentioned The Lazy Project Manager was on there, and of course my latest book, How to Get Fired at the C-Level, Why Mismanaging Change is the Biggest Risk of All, is also out there and beginning to climb the book charts on Amazon as well, which is very nice. Then we looked at the podcasts, and you obviously listen to The Lazy Project Manager podcast. Thank you for that. Thank you. But there's others you can listen to as well. And finally, blogs. And, you know, I hope if you also listen to the podcast and read the blogs for The Lazy Project Manager, I appreciate that as well. But there is a lot else there as well you can have a look at and get thoughts from many, many experts or experienced people, shall we say, around the world as well, which is fantastic. So that's it, really. This is a short podcast episode. I'm on the road, I'm traveling. I've got a number of interviews lined up during May, so it's going to make June an interesting podcast for you. It's always interesting, I think, for you not to have to listen to just me, but listen to other people as well. So watch out for that in the beginning of June. But in the meantime, I'm just going to close off with a message from my friends at Tailwind, who's going to tell you about, I think, an interesting opportunity as far as a working with a couple of great experts on a workshop. And I'm going to let Alex Marsden talk to you all about that. So thanks very much, and I'll say goodbye at this point.
Hello everyone, it's Alex Marsden from Tailwind Project Solutions. Firstly, thank you, Peter, for inviting me to gatecrash your podcast. Having spent the 13 years in the project management industry, I know all too well how many companies there are out there offering project management training. I've also got a vast experience in seeing firsthand and hearing from many contacts about the varying degrees of success that these courses provide. One of the biggest challenges that we continue to face is not the technical stuff, right? That's comparatively easy. But how do you up your game when it comes to leading teams and working on complex projects? I've got two very delightful experts who have the answer. Dave Gunner, who is a Project and Program Management Academy and Complexity expert, and Donnie McNichol, who is a Project Leadership expert and author. So they're going to be running a couple of masterclasses. One is on Mastering Complexity, which is scheduled for the 12th of July and the 13th of September. And the other one is Leading Strategic Projects to a Successful Outcome. There are two of those events taking place. One is on the 28th of June and the other one is on the 27th of September. Now, these masterclasses are going to be very robust. They include one-to-one pre-calls with each and every one attending and one-to-one coaching after the programme. We think that this is the best approach to being able to absorb and change the way that you work. These are essentially masterclasses which are being built specifically for you. So if you're interested, take a look at our website. It's tailwindps.com/events. There you'll find out much more information about what these masterclasses look like. You'll learn more about Donnie and Dave and their expertise and experience. There are limited spaces, so I would encourage you to book now to secure a place if you're interested. So just to recap, that is at www.tailwind, that's T-A-I-L-W-I-N-D, P for Peter, S for Sugar, .com/events. Okay, guys, many thanks. We hope to see you, a lot of you there in June and September. And Peter, thanks once again for letting me take this slot. Cheers.
Okay, well, there you have it, and that is the end of the podcast. I'm going to close with something different, because a little bit of variety is really important. I know you love the Lazy Project Manager theme tune, but listen to this one, just for a change this time around. Or, and of course, check out www.thelazyprojectmanager.com. Be lazy. I'm lazy when I'm loving.